Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Lower Manhattan and New York City has seen many famous, even notorious cases in the state and federal courthouses that are clustered there, but never a former president of the United States criminally charged. That changes Tuesday afternoon.
The indictment is sealed, so the exact charges are not yet known, but Trump's attorney Joe Tacopina tells CNN he believes the charges will have no merit.
A state prosecutor has taken a misdemeanor and tried cobbled together to make it a felony by alleging a violation of federal campaign violations, well, and the FEC said it doesn't exist.
As for how arraignment day will play out,
hopefully this will be as painless and classy as possible.
Following his arraignment in New York, the former president is planning to return to his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, where he's expected to deliver remarks Tuesday night. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
With more than 30 people dead in recent tornadoes and storms, President Biden has been in touch with governors in Arkansas, Delaware, and Illinois, promising help. Illinois' Governor J.B. Pritzker surveyed storm damage following a roof collapse that killed one man, injured dozens more in Belvedere, northwest of Chicago.
Yesterday, I issued a state disaster proclamation for Crawford County, as well as all the storm-impacted counties. I also spoke with the federal FEMA director and the U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security to ensure that access is given to all federal resources.
In sports, either way, it was going to be a first-time ever NCAA women's hoops title, but with a 102-85 win over Iowa, the honor goes to LSU, whose still pretty new coach, Kim Mulkey, was hired to achieve just that.
A lot of these personalities coaches want to be scared of. I'm not afraid of that. I played with personalities in college. I played with a personality myself. They just are ballers.
That on ESPN. The men's final is tomorrow night, San Diego State versus UConn. Overseas, an explosion at a cafe in St. Petersburg, Russia has killed a pro-Putin, pro-Ukraine war blogger. Meantime, the State Department says in a rare occurrence these days, Secretary of State Blinken spoke to his Russian counterpart, seeking the immediate release of a Wall Street Journal reporter. Former CBS Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble tells us,
President Putin seems to be trying to send a message with this detention to foreign journalists and their leaders that Russia will do whatever it wants to whomever it chooses without seeking approval from the West.
Protests continue in Israel against plans by the prime minister to drastically overhaul that country's court system, even though those plans are on hold. And just about to join NATO, Finland is now on the verge of getting a new government as well. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 32. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, highs around 52. Cloudy tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered rain showers, 30. Chance for scattered storms, Tuesday, mixed precipitation possible at times on Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I've seen your face before, my friend, but I don't know if you know who I am. Well, I was there and I saw what you did. I saw it with my own two eyes. So you couldn't wipe off that grin. I know where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies.
Welcome back to Seth Faces the Music for hour two here, ladies and gentlemen. We started off this set with Phil Collins and his Magisterial in the Air Tonight, which, contrary to popular belief, is not about him running across someone being murdered, has nothing to do with that. Stop spreading that rumor. And that was followed by either the Mints or the Four Mints. I saw their name in both versions. And Night Air. A nice juxtaposition there, right? The Beach Boys' crowning achievement of Pet Sounds was followed up by, well, some commercial disappointments and some interband issues and a whole bunch of stuff that we don't need to get into here. But they did still release several interesting albums, including the follow-up of their album Smiley Smile. It still had some really interesting tunes in it, and here's a good example of that, of kind of the interesting direction the Beach Boys were going in at the time. From Wild Honey, here's Country Air.
I'm reaching out.
New Zealand's answer to garage and psychedelic rock. That was the La-Di-Da's with The Air Up There. And before that, get some drum and bass into your life with Portishead and Morning Air. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we have a band that named themselves after one of the early rockers. became rock stars themselves, went through a lot of changes, but somehow stayed relevant for a really, really long time. Stay tuned to find out who it is on WFHR.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside
each other's mind...
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
to avoid those eyes, but now I'm here to give you words as tools that can destroy my heart.
The duo of Tyler Joseph and Josh Dunn, aka 21 Pilots, with Air Catcher, a group that, no kidding, shares a record with the Beatles and Elvis as being the only groups to have two singles in the top five at the same time. That is some rarefied air. And before that, we started off this set with the Hollies and The Air That I Breathe. There are a few bands out there that are so intensely known by their one really mega massive hit that it kind of ruined everything else for them. That's too bad, because they had a really interesting and very distinctive sound. So from that very same album that they released their mega hit, What I Am, from Shooting Rubber Bands at the Stars, here's Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians with Air of December.
yourself again. You never will be what you were. All at once it will occur. You never will be what you were. What you
one of the great vocal groups of the 1960s, that was The Fifth Dimension with Orange Air. Coming up next on Seth Faces the Music, we have one last segment to get to, and we're going to start that one off with a band that was somewhat well known. They didn't have any real big hits, but they had some very popular albums back in the 60s, and we're going to be playing one of their, sort of well-known tunes, I guess, up next on WFHR. Yeah.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Here's a fun treat for your Easter celebration, cherry elk sausage and port wine cheese spread.
You can order them at civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Thank you. Thank you.
The pride of, well, one of the prides of Athens, Georgia, REM there with You're in the Air. And we started off this set with the Quicksilver Messenger Service and Fresh Air. So one of the things I like to do here on Seth Faces the Music is take a look at bands that were popular in the past and see what they're doing more recently and find out what kind of music they're making. Well, here's another great example of why you should never give up on a band. Yes, King Crimson brings up a lot of things to mind if you at all know about progressive music, but I gotta say their more recent work is pretty different. Here they are from their album Thrack, Walking on Air.
And the worries of the daylight.
And that is going to do it for this week. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for checking out Seth Faces the Music. We'll be back again next week with more fun, more music, and another theme. Stay tuned, everyone, for Director's Cut coming up right after the break. Bye-bye.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/gofor.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio.